Will you finish this sentence for me, please? I don't chew tobacco, but he...
He does.
Okay. Now, will you finish this one for me? I always behave myself, but he...
No.
Okay. Now, would you put a word into these sentences for me, please? I thought you coming with us. Would you say, I thought you was coming with us, or I thought you were coming with us?
You were coming with us.
Okay. Now, we going to town when it started to rain. Would you say, we was going to town, or we were going to town when it started to rain?
We were going to town.
Okay. If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are a lot of things I do. Would you say, there are or there is a lot of things I do?
There is a lot of things I do.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses that you had grown, I might ask you, what color these roses?
Red, by all I had.
Well, would you say what color is the roses or what color are the roses?
What color is the rose?
Okay. And you might answer, the roses red. Would you say the roses are red or the roses is red?
The roses is red.
Okay. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I... Now, if I asked you if you'd done it, you'd say, no, I...
Haven't had time.
Okay, fine. If I asked you, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it...
It's cloudy.
Yes, ma'am. But if you just want to use one word, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it... Would you say, no, it wasn't?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you say that for me so I can get... Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he...
Done so anyway.
Well, if he had... Then you could say, no, he...
Not done.
Well, would you say he shouldn't do it, or he oughtn't do it, or he oughtn't to do it? Which one would you say?
Oughtn't, ought to do it.
Hadn't ought to? Okay. Now, if I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can do it or not, you might say, well, I...
Can't do it.
Well, but you think you might be able to. So you might say, well, I might...
I'll try.
Okay. Now, will you finish this sentence for me, please? A boy fell on the ice, and he broke his neck. Now, he didn't break his neck. Now, I'm leaving a opening space for you to say a word. He fell on the ice, and he didn't break his neck, but he came pretty close to it. So, what would you say? Would you say he liked to broke his neck, or he almost broke his neck, or he nearly broke his neck, or how would you express it?
He almost broke his neck.
Okay. Now, a penny is...
Damn.
A penny is what?
It's a penny, I think.
Yes, but it's in terms of money, it's one...
Penny.
Yes, ma'am, but it's one something else. One...
Cent.
Right. And a dime is...
10 cents.
Okay. Now, if some neighbor of yours has lived here... Well, moved here in 1960, say. You'd say, he's lived here ever something, 1960. Lived here ever...